Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, guests on Better Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. One cool thing yesterday at Petco Park about opening day was the video board. They found a few fans who were not decked in Padres gear, but instead in San Diego State Aztecs gear.
Yep.
Put them on the board. Always elicited some big cheers from the Petco Park crowd, excited about the Final Four run. And we just got an announcement from the Padres. Paulie, call that up. Padres are going to be doing something pretty cool tomorrow at Petco Park.
Yeah, the Padres are going to open up the gates to Petco starting at 2:30 tomorrow, and they will show SDSU's game against Florida Atlantic in the Final Four on the giant video screens.
Good bit.
So fans with tickets to tomorrow night's Padres game.
Yeah.
It's a 5:40 start. You can get in at 2:30.
2:30, that's an hour or so earlier than you can usually get in.
Yep. Tip-off's at 3:09, and it's the first game of the day, so
it's a pretty good screen.
Shouldn't be any
if you want to watch a college basketball game.
I would think so.
I don't think you're going to find a bigger television in San Diego.
Nice views and whatnot. So then what happens when the game starts? They just...
Well, I'd imagine, you know, college basketball... 2 hours and 10-15 minutes.
You'd be butted right up.
Yeah, real close. I mean,
they'll have already started the pregame announcements.
Yeah, by the end, I don't know that you're going to get to see the entire game.
But if you do want to see the entire game, you know where else you can go tomorrow?
Senior Grubby's.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, we started kind of making the announcement yesterday, and Jake Peavy walked in to Happy Does,
like right in the middle of it. Adam's like, "All right, cool, thanks,
cut it
guys.
Off." But yeah, so tomorrow. Senior Grubby's in Carlsbad, 377 Carlsbad Village Drive. Me and Chris Zello, the Aztec alum, going to be broadcasting live from 1 to 3, getting you ready. And then stick around for an Aztecs watch party. Woods is going to be out
there.
I will
be there.
Almost the entire 97.3 The Crew is coming out.
97.3 The Crew?
97.3 The Fan Crew is going to be out there. Specials include $2 tacos, $12 beer buckets with 4 beers per bucket. If you do the math... That's $3 per
remix.
Beer.
Why do you hate the fan? You really hate fans so much.
97.3 The Crew.
97.3 The Crew.
We're the 97.3 Crew.
Shout out the
Crew. Did I say The Crew?
You said 97.
Didn't I say the 97.3 Crew?
No, I think you said 97.3 The Crew.
That's what I heard.
Right. It's tomorrow, though. Senior Grubby's in Carlsbad for our Aztec watch party.
Yes. I will be there. If I'm not dead, I'm cough coming on. So, yeah, we got Seals game tonight against Calgary out at Pechanga Arena. We got Padres tonight. It's gonna be a crazy, crazy weekend. Then, of course, I'm excited to watch that game, man. You had told us a little bit earlier, a little nervous because something different is happening.
Yes, I've been going through it, and pretty much, I mean, not everybody, but in the first four rounds of the tournament, round one. Charleston, sexy upset pick.
Sexy upset
across
pick.
The country, so including
many,
all the college basketball
so
experts.
Many 12-5.
A lot of them had San Diego State losing. Furman, second round. Oh, so many people like the
sexy
Paladins
Furman.
To knock off the Aztecs and get to
Bowman.
The Sweet 16. In the Sweet 16, of course, everybody on Alabama,
no
number
way.
One overall seed. This is where the
there's
dream
no
runs
way.
For SDSU yeah. ends. And then, even though the Aztecs were the better seed, Creighton was clearly the favorite of the college football, the knowledgeable college football expert in the college basketball expert in the Elite Eight. So here we are now. The Aztecs have reached the Final Four, and I'm looking at all the picks this morning. Seth Davis says he's got the Aztecs is the pick, -1.5. I look at ESPN's experts, every one of them, all four that they have in their column this morning, all of them picking San Diego State to win the game. How do you go through an entire tournament where you don't think this team is going to win any single time, and now they get to the Final Four? And I know they're playing a 9 seed, but guess what? That 9 seed played really well to get here.
Yeah, but you also picked against them against a 12 seed, and what was Furman?
13 seed. Yep.
Yeah. So,
but now against the 9 seed, Florida Atlantic, everybody thinks the Aztecs are going to win tomorrow.
Sometimes people need to see it to believe it, and to see what they were able to do against Alabama. Obviously, Ben, that turns a lot of heads, and again, Creighton as well. Creighton could shoot. They were a really good shooting team. Did not shoot particularly well. Why? Because of the Aztecs smothering, you know, stifling defense. You watch them play four defensive games like that. How do you not pick them? How do you not pick them to run the table,
especially
honestly?
Against that team.
Especially against that team.
They're not. If they're paired up with UConn, probably more split. But come on. You should win that game.
You're feeling
you should
good
be the favorite
tomorrow.
Here's what
every
I think.
Expert that's watched college basketball should be picking the Aztecs tomorrow.
They picked Alabama, like
as they probably
as
should.
They probably should.
I can't be mad about them picking the number one.
I picked Alabama in my bracket to get through the Sweet 16. So that one didn't bother me as much as. I mean, at least you should have some people picking San Diego State in the first two rounds.
Right.
And, like, no, it felt like no one was.
Only Bo Woods, the only one.
Still alive. In the bracket, for the championship.
Alive. Unbelievable.
Need a contestant for Take on Woods here in about 2 minutes. So if you want to call in now.
It's a good day to beat me.
Play our game. Yeah, Woods is not at 100%. So a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973. Call now. We're not playing yet, though. You don't have to leave. You can stay for another couple of minutes. 833-288-0973. Here's my theory on the NCAA tournament. Momentum doesn't really carry over from 1 week to the next. Yes, I mean, everyone's saying UConn looks unbeatable, and they certainly did the first four games. Doesn't necessarily mean they'll be the same team. These are still college kids, and there's a lot of fluctuation when you travel week to week.
Different arenas,
you know, different emotions that you know, affect college students as you would. And it's not, I mean, it's fine. They're college kids. I think UConn is definitely the favorite here, but they're not, you can't just expect them to play the way they did against Gonzaga. Oh, they beat Gonzaga by 25. They're going to throttle Miami, and then they're going to wax the floor with either San Diego State or Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic, you know, they've been shooting well. They get through the tournament. Doesn't mean they're going to shoot well in this round of the NCAA tournament. One thing, though, that does carry over
is defense.
San Diego State, you don't really get cold on defense like you do in shooting,
like you do in
other elements of the game.
It's fundamentals.
You can always play your good defense.
If you are a good defensive team, you should always be a good defensive
team. No, I think San Diego State has gotten a little bit lucky. It's not as though Creighton had no open threes.
No, you're right.
You know, they missed some. And, you know, part of that is San Diego State, you know, with being such defense that when you finally get an open three, little harder to make. Like, oh, I've got to make – there's more pressure on this one. I finally get an open one. If Florida Atlantic, you know, makes a few of those that when they do get the opportunities, they can win this game. But I will tell you that San Diego State's defense will once again make it very difficult on the Owls. The matchup size-wise and, you know, just in terms of what Florida Atlantic is trying to do does seem to favor the Aztecs in this game. And that's why all the college basketball experts are picking San Diego State to win this one.
Yep. I mean, and like Paulie said, I think it's probably the smart pick here. But yeah, you got to play the defense that you've been playing. I think they will. So somebody's going to have to figure out a way to step up. Matt Bradley's going to have to figure out a way to score 12 points. If Matt Bradley scores 12 points and you play defense.
Heck, 18 would be nice.
18 would be
fantastic.
We
know he can do it.
We know he's got it in him.
And one thing that he won't go up against is, you know, those taller players that he had to face against.
Yeah, there's just one.
In Alabama. There's one center. He'll be underneath. He won't be trying to block Matt Bradley's, you know, fall away 15-footer. He'll be able to get it over the 6'4 guards that play for Florida Atlantic. So that, it doesn't mean he's going to make them, but he'll be able to get his shots in that game. I agree with you 100% there, college basketball Woods.
Thank you.
Matt Bradley And his offense will play a key role in determining outcome of the game tomorrow.
You know, I usually sit on all my good takes for the.
You wait until the Final Four.
I wait until the tournament. I'm a big tournament guy.
I get it. All right, I see some callers coming in. Now you may leave as we get to Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
And we say good morning to James for Take on Woods today. Hello, James.
Good morning. Let's go Padres.
Good morning. All right. 1-1 after today. That's our goal. But you can go 1-0
Padres
in Take on Woods today. And if you do beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing. It is tickets to see 38 Special. Still a fan favorite after all these years. They'll be live in concert on April 28th at the International Theater at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. We'd like to send you there two nights at the Westgate and tickets to the show. All you have to do is Take on Woods, beat them or tie, 5-question, 60-second musical challenge. And to give you a bit of an advantage, we'll let you go first and pick the category. Here are your choices, James. We've got From Your Lips, musical answers that include the word lips. Way Station, 5 songs that include the word way. And Make Mine a Double, 5 songs with a type of alcoholic beverage in the title. That would be a fun one for Woods today after feeling a little hungover. So, James, which one would you like to play? From Your Lips, Way Station, or Make Mine a Double?
Let's go Make Mine a Double.
Make Mine a Double. All right. We are looking for 5 songs, again, with a type of alcoholic beverage in the title. You'll get 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll skip it and come back if there's time left on the clock. Our first question is our 2-second song. Paulie will give you a little bit of music. You need to give me the title and the artist to score that point. And remember the category, alcoholic beverages. Are you ready, James?
Let's go.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The category, Make Mine a Double. Your time begins when Paul plays our music. Good luck, James. Let's Take on Woods.
Tennessee Whiskey, Chris Stapleton.
Correct. Which classic drinking song begins with the line, nibbling on sponge cake?
Margaritaville.
Correct. Reggae pop band UB40 had a hit in 1983 when they covered which 19...
Red, Red Wine.
Correct. Which classic rap song features the line, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind? Correct. Toby Keith enlisted Willie Nelson's help for which hit the top of the country charts in 2003?
Here for My Horse.
Oh, very nicely done, James. 5 for 5. Done. You'll be a little hungover tomorrow with all that alcohol, but you do qualify for the trip to Vegas. Now the only question is whether Woods can match you and not take an L on a Friday. All right, James's score is locked in. Welcome back. You don't want to disappoint. You've got your wife sitting right here.
She doesn't care.
It'd be very embarrassing if you lost.
She's always disappointed.
All right, let's reset. Reset the questions. Reset our song. 60 seconds on the clock.
Twice, actually.
Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's Take on James.
Sounds like Chris Stapleton. I'm going to pass, though.
Which classic drinking song begins with the line, nibbling on sponge cake?
That was Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey.
Correct.
Thank you. Margaritaville.
Correct. Reggae pop band UB40 had a hit in 1983 when they covered which 1967 Neil Diamond song?
Pass.
Which classic rap song features the line, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind?
Gin and Juice.
Toby Keith enlisted Willie Nelson's help for which
Beer
hit?
For My Horses.
Correct. Reggae pop band UB40 had a hit in 1983 when they covered which 1967 Neil Diamond song?
Something about drinking. Not Sweet Caroline. It's UB40. Oh, Red, Red Wine.
Oh! And it picks it up right at the end for a 5-5
tie. Red, Red
Wine
make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, Red Wine make me feel so fine. Keep me rocking.
A lot of people thought that was a Bob Marley cover, but it's not. It's Neil Diamond.
Sounds terrible. That's Neil Diamond?
Neil Diamond had the original.
He did Red, Red Wine? It feels a little Neil Diamond-y.
Yeah, UB40 was the one who really made it their own in the 1980s. 5-5. Everyone gets it right on a Friday. You needed that one. James, though, you qualify. Hang on the line. Paulie will get your information during the break. We'll put you into the drawing for the grand prize. You had two this week. Perfect scores.
Man.
And now you're even more hungover after all of that alcohol in our category. Make mine a double this morning.
I literally could vomit thinking about alcohol.
Well, you know what could really make Woods vomit? In fact, probably did last night. One of our don't do this stories.
I was incensed.
I was even...
Got you?
I actually, my stomach turned a little bit.
I love this. All right, you're going to hear some audio. Padre fans, settle in, strap in. This may be why I'm in the worst mood I've been in all year. This audio is maybe what has pushed me over the edge this morning.
All right, that's coming up next. Don't go away. It's Ben and Woods. We'll be right back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fine.
All the time, red wine. It's such a...
Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
You can listen to 97.3 The Fan, or The Crew if you'd like, on the Odyssey app for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to Legoland every hour. You listen now through April 16th equals one entry in the contest. Awesome awaits at Legoland California Resort. Check out their newest edition, Miniland San Diego, featuring a replica of Petco Park. Tickets at Legoland.com/California. And I know your dad listens a lot, so he's got a lot of entries to win those tickets to Legoland that he does not want to pay for again.
No.
Woodsy, why don't you get us started and just get this off your chest, because I can tell it's been eating at you for the first hour and 20 minutes of our program today.
Legitimately, I think this is what put me in such a tailspin. I am the biggest, hey guys, no big deal, it's just one game, let's go 1-0 today and everything's fine and enjoy the ride. These are all my mantras. But when I heard this last night, Ben, it sunk me into, like, I was so mad. I sent it to you and Paulie, and I go, can you believe these smug P words, PR words? Because I would never say the other P word, babe, because you don't like that word at all. I get the massage.
Is the bell around? Do we bring it with us?
Yep, she's got an acapella bell. So last night on the Dodgers and Diamondbacks broadcast, somebody tweeted this into my timeline, and I go, should I listen, or is this going to enrage me? And, of course, I did, because I'm an idiot.
Four-game series with the Diamondbacks, and then a two-game series with the Colorado Rockies, who, by the way, currently have a 7-2 lead over the San Diego Padres. Cancel the parade.
That's why you play the games.
Oh, Oral. You would think that after winning 111 games and then getting your ass kicked by those same Padres last season, 6 months ago, that you would have just one tiny shred of humility, intelligence. Play it again, Paulie, so I can re-rage.
Four-game series with the Diamondbacks, and then a two-game series with the Colorado Rockies, who, by the way, currently have a 7-2 lead over the San Diego Padres. Cancel the parade.
That's why you play the games.
Pluck your eyebrows more, Joe.
I get it. I mean, all they've heard all spring is Bob Melvin every single day guaranteeing his team would win a World Series title.
We've heard that about that team for 15 years. What if they won?
Of course they're going to rub it in the Padres' faces. All the big boasts that the Padres have made all spring.
They haven't.
No, they haven't.
The national media has, and I get that. Oh, I was so hot. And you, again, like I said, you're really going to unbuckle your belt, take your pants off in the booth, and do that over opening day. Honestly, guys, that's what spun me out. It really is. It's what pissed me off. I was unfair to everyone. I apologize, but I was so mad at that last night.
And for the record, because we've said it many times, and I will say it again, the Dodgers, while perhaps not as loaded as they have been in previous years, remain a formidable threat.
We've said it all season
in the National
long.
League West and in the National League.
And somebody tweeted last night.
And we've never changed from that. No one has ever said otherwise in San Diego.
Never. And I love how Mudd and Don do their job. They would never do that. Ever. Those guys are turds. They're turds. Oh, I was so mad. I was so hot mad when I heard that. Just, it's the smugness. Again, my friends, really good team with a lot of regular season wins. Yet you're not a dynasty. You're not. I'll say it again. I'll say it every year. You're not, but you act like you are. That's my biggest problem. You have good players. Dave Roberts is a seemingly likable fella. They walk around, Ben, like they are packing 12 inches all the time. And they're not. They're just average. They're average. They don't win World Series titles. They don't. That's the problem for me. And it always has been. Their fans talk down to our fans. Oh, you have no championships. You've got an asterisk championship in 40 years, and you've spent more money than any other professional sports team, in at least in this country. Some European soccer teams may feel a little different. No one has spent more money than the Dodgers in the last 30 years. For what? A little 60-game championship. And that drives them crazy. It drives them crazy. And guess what? As it should. They have squandered away probably five opportunities to win a championship that I can think of, at least. You're not a dynasty. Stop acting like you are, Oral.
But they'll make excuses about the Astros cheating or whatever's going on.
That's it. It drove me. That's what pissed me off so bad was that audio last night. So I apologize to Blake Snell. I love you. I apologize to Juan Soto. I love you. Apologize to all of our boys. Let's get them today. Okay?
And also, go Diamondbacks.
Yeah, which is weird because I don't want those guys to win either.
Yeah.
Oh, all right,
I will also
save that, Paulie. Oh, save it. Save it. And star it, put it in red.
If you had to sit down for dinner with Bob Brenly or Oral Hershiser,
Bob Brenly, in a heartbeat.
Ugh, really?
I don't know.
In a heartbeat.
I think.
I think he's just old.
If there is a parade in our future, and that's an if, it's a big if still.
Of course, it is.
We are playing that clip to open the
cancel
show.
Cancel the parade.
We're playing that clip. November.
Cancel the parade. That's
6th,
why you play the game.
2023.
Get those, pluck those eyebrows some more, Joe.
All right, I will also go to Dodger Stadium for a don't do this, but this is one that's actually led to a little bit of debate. Now, I wasn't into the ballpark for the first couple of innings. I was still working on TV outside. I didn't see anyone run onto the field at Petco Park during the game. Did security ever have to be called in from what you guys saw? I may have missed it if there was.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think so.
The crowd was pretty jovial,
you know,
from what I could tell.
People, you know, partying all day. It does tend to happen. And someone ran onto the field at Dodger Stadium. But it wasn't the old just try to evade security or, you know, pull your shirt off or whatever. He actually had a mission. Guy ran into right field at Dodger Stadium, turned back toward the stands where he was sitting. His girlfriend out there gets on one knee, and he is at, you can see what he's doing. He is making a marriage proposal on the field at Dodger Stadium. Now, again, I can never condone running onto the field, but
I think kind of a
romantic grand gesture, wasn't it? A little bit? I will give him a little bit of credit for that. His reward, I don't know if she said yes or not, but he got absolutely...
Hope she didn't.
Leveled.
I hope she was mortified.
Leveled by the stadium security guard who went in with a flying form tackle. I mean, this guy, like, combine score went up with the tackle that he made of a fairly non-threatening fan onto the stands. Now,
I don't think you can look at any fan on the field as non-threatening. I think that's just... If you're on the field, I think we, in this day and age, bro, in this day and age, don't you automatically have to assume that if you're on the an area where you shouldn't be, and a field is definitely that for a fan, then you are a threat. He may not have a 9mm in his sock, but he might. Stranger things have happened.
Wouldn't he be a bigger threat in the stands if he had a 9mm?
I mean, yes.
The field far away from everybody is exactly where you'd want that guy to be.
You know, these days, I just... Now,
if he's running up to a player, absolutely.
But
he wasn't.
So scary.
He was far away from anyone on the field. He was on a knee already. And he just got absolutely leveled by the security guard. The security guard just walked up, grabbed him by the arm, and walked him off the field fairly easily.
That dude woke up this morning and went, all right, question for you guys. Over, under, he was sober when he did it. Because, again, he went out there with purpose to propose, allegedly. That's what they're saying. So, sober, did he need
Did he bring the ring with him? I mean,
oh, yeah, I'm imagining.
I think
six
so, too.
I don't think anybody has ever ran onto the field sober.
How could you? How could you possibly? It is quite terrifying. But hey, what's the other thing I say a lot? If you don't start any, there won't be any. You won't get form tackled. I can promise you guys this. This is a promise. I will not be getting form tackled on Petco Park's field at any time this season. That's one thing I know isn't going to happen to me. I'm assuming you as well, Ben, Paul. I'm assuming not happening to us. Sam Levitt, different story.
Maybe.
Adam Klug. Almost, I'd say 50-50 on that. Trying to get an in-game interview or something. But yeah, I just think you stay off the fields. And it made for a
stop
really...
Stop shouting to Peter Seidler, sir. Stop shouting
is
to Peter Seidler, sir.
Because this is against the Dodgers.
What'd you say? I can't hear you over the din.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
I got nothing. You have a mask on and it's really loud. Bad Bunny's playing.
Got a doo-doo this for us?
Do I have a doo-doo this?
I think
do.
You did,
this
yes.
This was a...
DD mega doo-doo.
This was, I would say, I'd say unfortunately, this was a topic that got a little bit too much, a little bit too much in the wrong direction. But, you know, we played the Colorado Rockies last night. And one of their notable absences, other than Jerks and Profar, the newest Rocky, by the way, Ben, who's still getting it kind of worked out in Arizona, Daniel Bard is starting the season on the IL, but he's starting the season on the IL with anxiety, which I thought, I don't know. I mean, we've seen guys step away and take mental health breaks and things like that, which I think is super important. I probably have taken one today myself. But yeah, he said he decided to be open and honest about what he's going through instead of trying to hide it. Now, you guys might remember, man, in the WBC, got a little of the yips, which is what knocked him out of baseball for so long. He's made a really valiant comeback and become a really great closer. They paid him to be a really great closer, and the season was about to start, and he goes, I can't do it. I'm not ready in my head. I think that takes a lot more courage. I really do. That takes a lot more courage than to grab the ball and go, all right, I'll try to get us through these last three outs, I think the courage to say, I'm not ready. If his knee was hurt, if his knee was killing him, and he's like, I want to be there for my team, and I just can't get it. No one would blink an eye. But when you say anxiety, you know, he was getting called all kinds of names on Twitter and stuff. And it's unfortunate because ask any person with anxiety, hey, do you like this life that you have? They will all, to a man or woman, say, it's horrible. It's horrible. No, you wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy.
I'm glad you made it to do this.
Yeah, I think it absolutely
you know, it takes
is.
Obviously a lot of courage to do what he did and admit, you know, he needs a little time and a little bit of help.
And you know what? Kudos to the Rockies. We've been hard on them. He did say, it's a hard thing to admit. I've been through this before. I've got enough going on outside the game to realize what's important. I'm extremely grateful to be in an organization that understands these things and is accepting. That, in and of itself, is amazing.
The
so
real
good for them.
The real test, though, is, you know, if he's in free agency, will a GM hold that against him, knowing?
I mean, who knows?
I could sign him, but will he be available? Will he have, you know, anxiety issues and not be, when we need him to be out there, will he might not be out there? Now, that's true of every baseball
player.
That's
true of every baseball player. But the other thing is, it is an odd choice of role for a guy with anxiety. But we've seen him do it, which means the demon that he has, he's able to conquer it. And we've seen him go out and be against us many times.
I mean, we've seen
very good.
Rick Ankiel.
Yeah. Never really got over his.
Was a guy who had it. And then, you know, and I don't know what mental issues kind of led to it, but certainly a mental block. You had some catchers. Mike Ivey was one who had trouble throwing the ball back to the pitcher. Could do everything else. Hit, field. But that simple task of throwing the ball back to the pitcher became a mental block. You know, simple throws from second base. Second baseman Steve Sachs of the Dodgers was Chuck Knobloch, another who all of a sudden just lost the ability to make that throw, 30% of the time.
I've never had the yips in baseball, but I've had the yips in golf, and it is like the creepiest, craziest, unexplainable thing, and you want to break every club over your knee. But I thought that was an impressive thing for him, and again, the Rockies organization for understanding what he's going through. And they just want him back doing his very best when he's able. So I thought that was pretty cool.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Big week for Craig Elston. Soccer's got a win last night. He was the MC for a giant announcement at Snapdragon Stadium, and he's going to make his weekly Crossing Streams appearance with Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I've learned all my lessons before now, born to be down. I think you'll get used to it, and you just don't get it. Keep your cup set again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like this song, so I wanted to keep playing. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture, home of the world-famous Bob O'Pedic mattresses. With all the comfort and quality of a national mattress brand for half the price, no matter your budget, there is a Bob O'Pedic Memory Foam Hybrid or Hybrid Plus mattress for you. Check them out at mybobs.com.
There you go. Very nicely done, Woodsy.
I appreciate you.
Got Craig Elston standing by, our Crossing Streams segment. He had a big week. I didn't even realize he was going to be moderating such an important press conference. We'll talk.
He was also crushing it at the Wave game on the PA.
That's right.
The dude has been slammed.
We'll talk to Craig right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. And as we bring Craig on to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, I need to ask him, did you ever dream, 25 years ago, Craig, that your life would be so centered around the game of soccer at this stage of your life?
Nor that San Diego would be so into it. No, absolutely not. But here we are, right? The evolution of both life, sports, and career all intersect in America's finest city.
Yeah, you take what life hands you sometimes, and you squeeze it, and you run with it. Our pal Craig Elston is on right now. I wanted to ask you your thoughts of the game. I was kind of pissy when I came in this morning, but I had over-served a little bit, so I was a little hungover. I feel better now, and I do realize, obviously, it's just one game, Craig, but it was disappointing. I was disappointed yesterday.
I was disappointed Wednesday night when,
when the text came out.
When the text came out.
Craig was upset.
Oh, yeah, because you had a soccer's game.
Yes, sir. And we had a whole live post-game show planned for after the game, and I wound up not being on my own show because our game ended like literally 2 minutes after the Padres game ended. So shout out to Chris Reed and Rafi Cantor who filled in for me on the Padres Hot Tub post-game show. But the good news about that is I have a little bit more clinical detachment. It's highlights and read-throughs as opposed to living through it. I mean, it's baseball, guys, obviously, on one level. I'll spoiler alert what I said Monday night on our Padres Hot Tub Prediction podcast. And I'll put the good part first, okay? I picked the Padres to win 95 games, and I think that it's at least 50-50 that's good enough to win the division. I think people underrate the Dodgers in town a little bit because of who we are. Nonetheless, I think from about mid-May till the end of the year, the Padres are going to be the best team in baseball. I really do believe that. But I think from now until mid-May, they're not going to be the best team in baseball. I think this team right now has some structural issues on the fringes of the roster that normally won't be a problem. And if the superstars hit right away and everyone clicks right away, then it still won't be a problem. But the back end of this bullpen is not what we signed up for. The Robert Suarez injury is a serious injury. Morihone and Pomerantz both being out at the same time. Hey, they're both injury prone. You have to expect it. But now you've got Chris Mack coming in as a fireman instead of a long man. Now you've got Tapia, who I literally found out was a human being that lives and throws a baseball, I think, on Monday. Out there turning a close game into a not close game. And today, Nick Martinez will be the second starter for the Padres. None of this is what folks signed up for, but I think what San Diego fans need to remember is that we're not in the Final Four anymore. You know, the Aztecs are in the Final Four. We're back to 30 teams now, and all 30 teams are good in their own way. And over time, the Padres will be one of the better of those teams. But the vagary of baseball, man, I've been waiting for this in a weird way for people to kind of remember, oh yeah, bad games happen.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you're going to have a stretch of the season where you play 500 or sub 500 ball, whether it's a month and a half, as long as you turn into the team you expect, really no problem. You don't want to be playing your best baseball in April. You want to be playing it in October. That's the goal of this team. Doesn't mean you want to lose games like you did last night, but it, you know, I think it's a good perspective, Craig. Tell me about that press conference, though, earlier this week. Wrexham, Man U, a giant soccer event coming to Snapdragon Stadium in July. You were up there with the actor Rob McElhaney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, one of the co-owners with Ryan Reynolds of Wrexham AFC, and part of that reality show. And there was Craig Elston all of a sudden.
Well, you know, and it's nice. I do think that our town is a lot more of a soccer city than our sports media is. I think there's still a lot of football guys in our local sports media.
Indeed.
And I'm thankful for the opportunity sometimes to be able to slide in as somebody who knows you know what happens with soccer. But I tell you what an exciting thing. And you know, Sports San Diego, the local city council connected group, is looking to bring big events to the city. J.D. Wicker and the Aztecs promised when Snapdragon Stadium was built that not only would it be a great place for the Aztecs, but it would be a great place for San Diego. And I think they're proving that out. And right now I feel like it's way more of a soccer stadium than it is a football stadium. You know, I mean, you've got the Wave, who got over 30,000 for their opener. And from what I heard, they're going to sell out the lower bowl Saturday and be over 18,000 going head to head with the Padres. And now you've got Manchester United, arguably the most popular soccer club in the world, against Wrexham AFC, which is the most emergent brand, thanks to Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney and the Welcome to Wrexham documentary, which I have previously recommended.
Indeed.
Here on the Ben and Woods Crossing Streams segment. And now it's to the level, I mean, Manchester United would fill Snapdragon Stadium if they were playing Cathedral Catholic. You know, I mean, they're Manchester United. But Wrexham now has this amazing opportunity, as Rob McElhenney said, to become America's team, to become kind of a darling, even though they're in fourth division of English football in the pyramid. It's going to be July 25th. I know the pre-sale tickets went in a hurry, and I heard that the current sale tickets are through the roof. So it's going to be a big event. And I just think it's a lot of fun to see, like, here we are now. You know, it was just a few years ago, the Chargers left and people are like, oh, San Diego, sports town's never been worse. And now you've got not only Padres commanding the city's attention and downtown a zoo, but you've got top flight women's soccer, top league in the world. You've got Loyal playing Division II, but MLS is knocking on the door. You've always had top flight indoor soccer, the best in the world. It's becoming really a soccer mad area that now giant brands like Manchester United want to have their footprint in San Diego.
So I guess, Craig, I'm just a little confused almost. Why San Diego? Because that game would sell out SoFi Stadium, AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Like, I'm just, is it the new stadium? Is it San Diego is just that great of a soccer market? I'm or are they doing a world, a U.S. tour? Because it's a little surprising that they would pick little Snapdragon Stadium when that would sell out an 80,000-seat stadium.
So I think it's yes, yes, yes to the three questions that you asked. Yes, United is on a U.S. tour. Yes, Wrexham is going on a U.S. tour. So they won't just play in San Diego. I'm not sure if they're playing each other like a barnstorming tour all around the country
like the
or not.
Bananas.
I haven't heard those announcements. Right? Yeah, exactly. Maybe they will play the Savannah Bananas, and that would be fun to see. Both teams are touring the country. So there's that aspect, but San Diego is an emergent market. Everyone knows what's going on with the MLS situation within the soccer world. Snapdragon Stadium is a beautiful stadium. The city is trying to bring events like this in. So kudos to Sports San Diego Committee and the city for recruiting, essentially, and getting this event to town. And soccer clubs are taking notice, and they do want to have this stop in this incredible cross-border community that loves sports so much. Don't forget, guys, because it would be easy to forget, because the San Diego American media really didn't cover it. But last weekend, you had the Wave get 30,000. You had the Wrexham Manchester United announcement Monday. In between, Xolos and Club America played a friendly at Snapdragon Stadium Sunday afternoon that had another 30,000 people
nuts
in the stadium. That's crazy. So it's a soccer mad region.
And you got the Soccers wrapping up the regular season on Sunday. Paulie was talking about that earlier. Congratulations on the win last night. Playoffs coming up, but I got a couple minutes left. Let's get to our Crossing Streams recommendation for the week.
Certainly, and we're going to keep it simple here today, guys, and I'll use it shamelessly as a cross plug as well. Succession is back. The best show on television is back. Oh, Season 4, Episode 1 dropped on Sunday. There are very few shows, and I mean very few shows, guys, that we take the Crossing Streams feed, slam the brakes, bring it to a halt, and cover every single episode of a show and just go week by week. And Succession is that show. I think it's been Succession and Game of Thrones that we've done it for the most part. So every Monday night now, myself, the great Justice Parman, who's had a huge 48 hours after his amazing hype video drop for Padres on Wednesday, and the inimitable Corey Stewart, the three of us get together for a little show we call Full Bleeping Beast, where we cover Succession start to finish. Sunday's episode left nothing on the table. They picked right up where they left off, and this is the final season of Succession. Jesse Armstrong made that announcement. Season 4 is the last season. They're not going to overstay their welcome. It looks like they're going to go out on all cylinders. So you can catch every single episode and catch up if you're one of those folks who never started on HBO Max. But people always question, and this is the last thing I'll say about it, you know, what is Succession? And it's a comedy. Succession [S2] Yeah. [S1] Is a comedy. It is one of the most viciously funny shows that television has ever seen. But what makes it great is it's a comedy that has the ability to turn on a dime and to produce some of the best drama you've ever seen as well. So people go, is it a funny drama or is it a comedy with pathos? My answer is the second. It's one of the funniest shows around. You'll laugh out loud almost every single show, but it also can turn the hook. That's what makes it so great.
It's brilliant. And this one, you know me, I fall asleep watching a show, even a show I love. I stayed right up through it, Craig, and then started it over again. Then I fell asleep, but it was so, so good.
Is it weird that I always crave one character to root for, and you can never find one in that show?
If you're a deviant like myself, you like Roman. That's my guy. I'm a big Roman guy.
And I'm a Tom Wambsgans guy. I just think Tom's playing the game.
I can't stand Tom.
Tom makes me, I want to fight him. Like, I can't stand him. He's like this snooty East Coast prep school kid. And I just can't stand that dude, but that's what makes it great. You end up hating the majority of these people.
I thought we were going to try to like Cousin Greg, but no.
He's the worst.
They're all so bad.
The disgusting brothers. That's so good. Incredible. Go watch it. My God. Hannah's the only human I know that doesn't watch it.
All right, Craig. Soccer's tomorrow night. Playoffs around the corner. As always, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care, boys. Be well.
Craig Elston, Crossing Streams, and our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. All right, we are halfway home on a Friday. And yes, none of us are feeling at our best today.
No.
You a little hungover.
Yeah.
I am overworked. I was bone tired at the end of the day. I didn't even know that I was going to be able to get home last night. I was so tired at the end of the night. I thought for a second, am I going to be able to get up in the morning? Here I am. We got to talk about this Padres opener and the rest of the series against the Colorado Rockies. We'll get to that coming up. We've got a couple of guests on the way, too, that'll help us out. You know, Saris, his first appearance of the season,
the skipper,
Bob Melvin at 9:35. You wouldn't want to miss that. It's all ahead on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.